What time is it? It's time for Proverbs Every Day. It's time for Proverbs Every Day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month a whole new look, different version of the book. Reading the whole chapter, each calendar day. Proverbs Every Day. Proverbs Every Day. Welcome to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ. I read a proverb every day and have done so live or live-ish with you for 8 whole months now. We are into month 9. This is episode 246. Hard to believe. I appreciate you. I really do. So awesome. Well, let's dive into this. I've kind of already done some prayer for you. Long story. But anyway, Proverbs chapter 2 in the complete Jewish Bible would help if I actually shared my screen with you so you can see what I see. Do you see what I see? Now you do. My son, if you will receive my words and store my commandments inside you, paying attention to wisdom, inclining your mind towards understanding. Yes, if you call for insight and raise your voice for discernment, you seek it as you would silver and search for it as if for hidden treasure. There's a lot there. Let's unpack that real quick. So first we receive, then we store. Inside you. Paying attention to wisdom, inclining your mind towards understanding. Call for insight. You see these action words. You see these things that are not passive. They're not just recorded to you. These are things that you need to be in a mindset of wanting to understand, wanting to have insight. Raise your voice for discernment. Talk it out, in other words. Seek it as if you would silver. Search for it as if hidden treasure. Then you will understand the fear of Adonai and find knowledge of God. Again, fear comes first. Not knowledge comes first. Fear comes first, then understanding, then knowledge. It's not, we have this so backwards in our society. And I get it. We're kind of thinking we know what the scientific method is and all that kind of stuff. We think we have that nailed down, when it turns out that that's not really the case. It's not really a thing. You know, we have to have that correct frame of mind before we can even start with any of that. Verse 6, for Adonai gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up common sense for the upright. Is a shield for those whose conduct is blameless. In order to guard the courses of justice and preserve the way of those faithful to him. Then you will understand righteousness, justice, fairness, and every good path. Catch that. then you will understand. Yeah. Okay. So recognize the source here. Then you understand righteousness. Then you understand justice. Then you understand fairness. Then you understand the good path. For wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be enjoyable for you. There we go. That's what I was talking about before. Discretion will watch over you and discernment will guard you. Now, let me ask you, does the world seem to be, in some cases, violently opposed to any kind of concept of wisdom being something that is joyful? I would say very much yes. Ridiculously so. Yeah, they will, they being discernment and discretion. Pardon me. They will save you from the way of evil and those who speak deceitfully. Exactly what I was just talking about. Who leave the path of honesty and walk the ways of darkness. Who delight in doing evil and take joy in being stubbornly deceitful. From those whose tracks are twisted and whose paths are perverse. They will save you from a woman who is a stranger, from a loose woman with smooth talk, who abandons the ruler she had in her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. Her house is sinking towards death. Her paths lead to the dead. No one who go to her return. They will never regain the path of life. Thus, you will walk on the way of good people and keep to the paths of righteous. For the upright will live in the land. The pure-hearted will remain there. But the wicked will be cut off from the land. The unfaithful rooted out of it. So this is a very short one. So we'll let you get on with your Sunday here. But just see that I actually agree with some folks that are very much in the notion of there's more to it than meets the eye here. I mean, there's an obvious, yes, this is advice to a young man and trying to save them from making a bad choice that will haunt them forever. You know, it's always so awkward, always so awkward. But the reality is here that you have a situation here where a young man is tempted because he's a young man. And Satan loves to exploit that. And to basically decouple the humanity from it. That's what I see in a lot of perversion and that sort of thing. I mean, we talk about things like pornography and challenges like that. But the reality is we're seeing that kind of decoupling of the human being and have been for a long time. It's just part of our daily culture. Just yesterday, the day before, there was a thumbnail somebody had created on YouTube that it's provocative without trying to be provocative. It's a drawing and it's talking about lust, but it's depicting a woman from behind and her dress, I guess you could say, or whatever traditional garb is awkwardly well fitting. And so you're seeing her shape and, you know, seeing that has a million views. And I'm like, we're training ourselves for this kind of thing, and we're allowing ourselves, even in a lot of biblical circles, to do this. And I'm seeing a lot of, and this has not stopped, the kind of Instagram kind of Christianity. Yeah, it's still a thing. I've seen even like 20 some odd years ago, working with churches with younger folks and that sort of thing, and kind of a justification of you know, allowing somebody's, the fact that somebody's attractive to be bringing in young men to the church, luring them in, I guess you could say, the same way that this woman would. And that's not what wisdom does. So we need to be aware of, you know, countering the culture, not living within it. And it's a challenge at this point. It really is. But the results of this are the same. And that's why we need to be proceeding with wisdom with these kind of things, is that we need to not be deceptive. We need to not be deceitful. We need to not be people that are willing to make certain compromises for the greater good. It's not us. We live with wisdom and we let that guide. We live with a fear of God. We live with that fear of Adonai. That is important for us to have that perspective. And the rest comes from that. So when it comes to talking about this is not just, I think, a message to young men. I think it is a message to a lot of us. And you could also make the argument that there's even a deeper spiritual meaning here, that there is a call towards cultural looseness that is happening in the world. And so that verse 17 there, who abandons the ruler she had in her youth and forgets the covenant of her God, that could be just as much a cultural thing as it is a specific, like, adultery kind of thing. You know? So in other words, this has deeper meanings that we need to be recognizing. It's not just simply, well, I'm not a young man, so that doesn't apply to me. No, I think this does. I think this is something we need to be paying attention to. What is the spirit of this, and what do we need to be fighting against? It's important. And on that positive note, no, I'm not ending there. I want you to see this. Verse 10. Wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be enjoyable for you. The stuff we talk about is sometimes very heavy, and there's a lot of cautions, and a lot of that discernment requires kind of a little bit of heavy attention. But the reality is, like I was saying yesterday, I'm a guy that has a smile on my face, not just because there's a camera on me, but, you know, I try to be happy, and it's not always happy. You know, I've had a rough week prior to this. I'm not going to just sugarcoat this and say it was easy. I'm in the midst of a transformation that is not coming easily to me, of the recognizing that I think of myself as one way and nobody seems to think of me that way. You know, they all have their various little opinions or whatever, and it's frustrating. And there's all these little things that are just not always happy. But whenever I walk back to wisdom and say, no, let's just approach this from that perspective, I feel a peace. I feel a sense of that everything's going to be all right. You know, I don't need to wonder about this. I've got the guidance right in front of me. I've got the guide right here. Easy enough. That's a happy thing. Knowledge will be enjoyable for you. It won't be, knowledge will be a burden to you. Knowledge will be enjoyable for you. That's my prayer for you this morning. I do pray that you are blessed by the best, and then you can go be a blessing to all the rest. Speaking of blessing all the rest, we do want to see some growth this month. I said yesterday that we currently, as of this recording, have under 200 subscribers. I really want to see us go past 1,000. I really want to see this spreading more and more. I want this word to not just be for my friends and I and that sort of thing. And I don't want to have a closed off group. I think this is really becoming more and more of a mission the more this goes on. And what was once a system of accountability to make sure that I stayed up with my Bible studies every day. That's how this started. It had nothing to do with any kind of growth or whatever. I just figured if I was live, it would be something where I'd have a reason every morning to read this stuff. Well, I think I need to be helping others have a reason to do this as well. And so that's the mission here. And so there's more to come with that, by the way. I don't want to just say that we should just have a bunch of subscribers just because we do this every day. I think there's more to it. And I'm looking forward to figuring that out with you, along with your feedback and getting that going in a way that is actually, fully attractive to people. There's plenty of bad messages out there in these platforms, like I said, and having a more positive voice. I mean, yes, it'll come with some negativity, and we'll have people that'll say mean things. It'll happen. But we have wisdom on our side. So I'm not afraid of that. And I don't want to keep this a secret. I want to get this out there. And so with your help, I can. And so it starts with that subscribe. It starts with ringing that bell so you get those notifications when a new video goes up and you can actually get some wisdom and prudence in your life. But then it comes to blessing others with it. So like I say, be blessed by the best and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Do love you guys. And we will see you again tomorrow, Monday morning, for Proverbs 3. Look forward to seeing you then. Love you guys.